A few days ago, two women from Cape Town came out and they spoke openly about their experience with the coronavirus. They told News 24 they were among the first 50 people known to have been infected in the country, and they spoke about how their infections had likely occurred while they were on holiday overseas. Megan and Julia spoke to me earlier about what they've been through in the last couple of weeks.
You know what? I've been so lucky. I've had a very, very smooth recovery. And I reckon I probably only had symptoms for about 12 to 24 hours. Mm-hmm. And since then have been a little bit tired and a little bit weak, but other than that, absolutely fine.
And Megan, has it been much the same for you?
I think I had it a little bit worse than Julia had it. I was sick with my symptoms for about a full week. And my symptoms were headache, fever, dry cough, sore throat, and swollen glands. And then obviously on top of that, just feeling very, very run down. Mm. When I got home, I was still feeling very run down and just generally had like chronic fatigue for, I'd say, another week after that. But I'm starting, I would say in the last 3-4 days, I've started feeling stronger every day and I feel myself again.
All right.
So I would say that I'm fully recovered now.
All right. Well, that's great to hear. Well, what happens now, Julia? I mean, do both of you remain in quarantine or isolation for the next few weeks anyway?
Yeah. So obviously we needed to do 14 days quarantine from the day we got infected. But now what we're waiting to hear back on is whether we should be just waiting until our 14 days is up and then going back into society, or whether we should be given a second test and hoping that then comes back negative before we can come out of quarantine. So we're waiting on the health department to give us those details.
All right. So Megan, give me a sense of this. How did you two likely contract corona?
Well, we can't be 100% sure, but yeah. We do have a feeling that it was the one night on our holiday that we went out. It was my brother's birthday.
Yes.
And so it was the one night that we went out for dinner and then we went to a very busy bar. And we suspect that it was that night that we picked it up, because 2 days later, all of us were showing symptoms pretty much at the same time. So I think, yeah, after a lot of family debate of who's to blame and who got it first and where it came from,
yeah.
That's, I think, our best bet. I doubt that we picked it up in the airports because we were really vigilant about hand sanitizer and wearing masks, and my dad even had gloves on at one point. So we were super vigilant during the travel.
Yes.
I think it was the one night out at a bar.
Right. And this would have been in Switzerland, Julia?
Yes, so we were in a ski town in Switzerland. We were having a family holiday at the time. Looking back, obviously going out that one evening probably wasn't the best idea. But at the time, there was no concern in the town. No one was wearing masks. No one had gloves on. Everything was open and running as normal.
Mm.
And what had been reported was actually very few cases in the area. So we were being vigilant while we were traveling, but at the time we weren't too concerned about what was going on in the town.
Okay. Being among the first South Africans to go through this, Julia, just tell us about how health authorities dealt with it in our country.
Well, the health department has been absolutely amazing. They phone us every day. They check on our symptoms. They see how we're doing. They monitor progress. So from that side, it's been amazing. Testing was also pretty quick for us, which was great, but we were some of the first people that were being tested. So for us, it only took 24 hours, but I realized that that the more people being tested, the longer it's going to take, because obviously the labs are all under pressure now. So our experience has been pretty good so far.
All right, that's good to hear. Megan, it was a bit difficult for you because I believe your elderly dad also tested positive. How's he doing right now?
Yes, we all tested positive. His recovery has looked very different to ours, just simply because, you know, how... I mean, everyone understands that this is a virus that attacks your immune system. And if you have a strong immune system, you can recover from it easily. If you have an older immune system, you are going to struggle a little bit more to overcome it. or if you're immune compromised.
Right.
So just being an older person, my dad is taking longer to get to the stage that we're at. And he's also had slightly different symptoms in that, which I believe is actually common. As I'm hearing a lot of people experiencing loss of appetite.
Mm-hmm.
So he had that, which we didn't really have.
Okay.
My brother did have that. So experiencing that loss of appetite and not eating as much, it obviously also affects your ability to get strong again because you're not taking in as much nutrients as you probably need to. So, yeah, it's just been a little bit, I think, you know, my recovery looked very much like flu, get over your flu symptoms, feel tired, get over that, and then you're well again. Whereas his has just been a little bit more complicated and a little bit longer. But he had a good breakfast this morning. He had lunch. He's taking in plenty of fluids.
Okay.
So it's looking up.
Well,
and
that's
I think
positive.
In a couple of days, we'll start seeing him smiling and laughing again, hopefully.
All right. I really hope so. And I'd like to get a sense from both of you of this. Julia, let me start with you. What's isolation been like for you?
Again, we are very lucky in that we're sort of around friends and family. I've got Megs, I've got Mark and his parents. So luckily we've been together, which makes a big difference. I think our hearts go out to all of those people who are isolating alone. And obviously just trying to keep up with work, and although this is scary and concerning, it's also just about staying positive and making sure that you're kind of on top of the other areas of your life as well.
Yes, yes.
I'm sure a lot of people who are running businesses and trying to keep those afloat at the moment are all sort of in the same boat. So it's us trying to do that as well as recover.
Megan, what's it been like for you?
Well, when we first got back and we were first in quarantine, we were all sick. Julia wasn't as bad as all of us, and my mom was also okay at that point. But for us, we weren't feeling that great. Like, it wasn't hard to quarantine because you wanted to just stay in bed all day anyway. But as I've gotten better, the reality of the cabin fever has started kicking in. Although I must say, I just, you know, to be at home with my family while they're still all recovering is still my priority.
Yes.
But, you know, I think we're all very active people. So that element has been tricky. As I've gotten better, I've tried to now start doing workouts. There are so many amazing like personal trainers have now taken their training online and are sharing it on Instagram and Facebook for us to all do with them through this time, which is incredible. I would say it started off easier and now it's getting to the point where I'm having to be a little bit more diligent. Stay away from the fridge. Nothing's going to change in 5 minutes.
Yes.
Don't want the corona spread in that department. And just taking an hour a day to get a little bit active, I think that's been important for me.
All right. Julia, let me end off with you. Advice for any of those people who've just been diagnosed, people who are still to be diagnosed, what have you taken out of this experience?
I think it's two separate things. So the still to be diagnosed, I think the biggest message from us is just to not panic and to remain positive and just take it day by day. And for those who have been diagnosed, it's also just about looking after yourself. And I think your state of mind is really important at that point. And it's how do you fight this while staying positive and while, you know, getting through this. So I think state of mind, big thing. And that's, I think, what we're also just trying to get through on that Instagram page, Living Corona Positive, that we started when we were diagnosed. So have a look at that. That's really what we're trying to get across to everyone.
So that was a conversation I had a little earlier on with Megan and Julia. They were among the first 50 cases of coronavirus diagnosed in our country. And focus on the positive. There were two individuals who came through it well, and there'll be many more in our country who do. In fact, let me just mention Lerato and her pump saying, "Joanne, I'm having anxiety just listening to you read out the stats from around the world." The good news is over 84,000 people globally have recovered, Lerato.